Hello, my friends. Have you ever thought that you might be bipolar? Do you ever, experience a really high, amazing day and then the next day you feel terrible and awful, like your life is falling apart? Because you are certainly not alone. As ADHDers, we experience really high highs and really low lows. So if you add to that the challenges that we have with, emotional regulation, plus all of the societal pressures to succeed and achieve in today's world, managing our ADHD can be pretty hard. Especially for those of us, diagnosed later in life, having grown up thinking that, we were just a bad person or that there was something wrong with us because we've had to work twice as hard just to try and keep up with everyone around us. All whilst hearing so many negative messages. Why can't you just be on time? What's wrong with you? You just need to try harder. Get a better calendar. It's not that hard. Why do you always interrupt me? You're just lazy. Or ADHD is just an excuse. So many of the things that I grew up hating about myself are actually symptoms of ADHD. Symptoms of having a brain that is wired differently. And that's why I'm here, why I'm in your ears with this bonus episode today. Because I want to see more ADHDers embracing who they are and living full and enjoyable lives. I am so fucking passionate about this, about helping adults with ADHD to thrive in a world that just was not designed for them. So that's why I'm teaching a brand new class called 4 Ways to manage ADHD without meds. Now, regardless of whether you take meds or not, I do, the reality is that medication alone is not enough if you want to thrive with ADHD. So we're going to be talking about 4 of the keys to thriving with ADHD as an adult. The first one is understanding our ADHD. One of the things that I hear from clients all the time is, you get it. It's like you're in my head. Or, you're so relatable. Right? I hear things like, I feel so seen, so heard, understood, and validated. And then one of my favorites is, I feel safe to be myself. When we understand that the things we thought were wrong with us, or, just character flaws that we had, are actually incredibly common and normal amongst other adults with ADHD, it is a huge relief. It is so validating to know that you are not alone. And when we can identify some of our ADHD symptoms as what they are, a symptom of having ADHD, okay, then we can learn how to work with them. Rather than constantly trying to force ourselves just to be like everyone else and do it like everyone else does it, or beating ourselves up because we're not. The second one is managing dopamine. As ADHDers, we've got less dopamine than our neurotypical friends. Okay, so what that means is we have less motivation, less drive, less effort available in our tank each day when we wake up. Certain things that we do in that throughout each day is going to, add to our dopamine tank and fill us up. But other things that we do, other activities are going to use up some of the dopamine in our tank. So by understanding how our dopamine systems work, we can then manage them really effectively to actually increase the amount of dopamine we have in our tank each day. I'm so passionate about this. The third one is emotional regulation. Okay, when we don't manage our emotions manage us. If we don't know how to respond to our emotions, most of us react, okay? And also, as ADHDers, a lot of us have had quite a difficult relationship with emotions. I know I have. Like, all of my life, I grew up basically being taught that my feelings were wrong, or they were bad, or they were too intense. I heard so many things like, calm down, or you're overreacting, or don't be sad, chill out, you should be happy, stop crying, you'll be fine, get over it, right? All of these messages that my emotions were too much or wrong or bad or not right. And also there was no class in school that taught me how to manage emotions. And my guess is that that's the same for you. You were not taught how emotions work, right? What they mean, right? Our emotions are kind of like a smoke detector. They've got a signal for us. But we were not taught what those signals mean, how to feel our emotions, process them, how to work with them. None of that. So that's number three. And the fourth one here is having your own back. Having your own back is the key ingredient in getting unstuck, in changing your life, and getting what it is that you want. No matter where you are starting from, I guarantee you that having your own back is going to propel you forward. Imagine someone in your life who you love and support. Maybe that's your best friend, it could be a child or a partner. Right? That person who you are 100% there for no matter what. You believe in them, you cheer them on, you want the best for them, you support them through all of the difficult times, and you shower them with love and kindness. Now imagine what your life would be like if you did all of that for yourself. This is all about the way that we speak to and treat ourselves, and I'll tell you what, my friends, it is a game changer. My life has gotten so much better by, you know, leaning into these four things. And I've helped hundreds of adults with ADHD to improve their lives too by using the things that I will be teaching in this class. Okay? I want every ADHDer to have tools and support. I want to see every single one of you live a big, bold, beautiful life. Whatever that means to you. So if you want that too, then sign up for this free class. We're going to be doing it live on Wednesday, the 27th of March at 12 p.m. New Zealand time. It is on Zoom. There will be a limited time replay available, but you must register for that. I encourage you to be there live if you can, because I will stay at the end and answer all of your questions. Come along and learn how to manage your ADHD so you can live a full and enjoyable life. Click the link in this episode to sign up or visit zenajones.com/class. So that's zenajones.com/class, C-L-A-S-S, or click the link in this episode. All right, my friends, I'll see you soon.